some workers at Whole Foods and are holding a nationwide sick out today. Many of them are part-time or contract employees, so they don't have benefits like health insurance or paid sick leave. They're upset that they're on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic without adequate protections. Whole Foods recently increased hourly wages through April and awarded double pay for overtime through early May. It's also giving employees who are diagnosed with COVID-19 or quarantined additional paid time off, but workers say it's not enough. The strike comes after workers at Amazon and Instacart held a one-day walkout over similar concerns. Aaron Hatton is an associate professor in the Department of Sociology at the University of Buffalo. She specializes in work and labor markets. She also got her master's and doctorate degrees from UW-Madison. Aaron, good to have you back.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
What kind of risks are these workers facing in doing their jobs?
Well, these workers are facing all sorts of risks. I mean, the most immediate risk is that they themselves could get exposed to the virus and be ill. They're kind of often clumped. Many of these workers are in close quarters in these large warehouses running at full speed ahead kind of all day long. And so the risk is not only that they themselves will be exposed, but then as a result, they will also expose other people, their coworkers, through this kind of close proximity, but also customers, because as we know, this virus can live on hard surfaces like plastic and metal, and it can live for several days. So there's a very real risk. And so they're in this kind of point of vulnerability, both for in terms of themselves and exposing other people.
How much sacrifice? Well, Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. A couple of weeks ago, both companies increased pay and benefits to their workers. What do those increases consist of?
I do think that they raise both. They increase benefits. They increase some hazard pay for some workers. They increase pay. But the reality of the matter is it hasn't been quite enough. I think there's suddenly we have new recognition that these workers are really on the front lines. They're on the front lines of our economy, trying to keep our economy afloat during this time of public crisis. And they're in this point of vulnerability in terms of this health crisis, right? They can be exposed and they can expose others. So they're asking for not just increased pay and benefits, so they do need more of that, not only for workers who have been officially diagnosed with COVID-19, but also workers whose doctors have told them to stay at home. But they're also asking for basic sanitation for their workplaces, so that if one of their colleagues does come down sick, they're asking that the workplace should be closed and cleaned properly.
So how much of a sacrifice is Amazon making for these higher wages and increased benefits?
Amazon is an incredibly successful and profitable company. And whereas many businesses are having to shut down during this public health crisis, Amazon is largely doing quite well, right? They're serving lots and lots of people who cannot or don't want to or should not go out and shop. And so in a way, they're performing an important public service. But sure, increasing worker pay and increasing worker benefits, they're going to take a bit of a hit. I suspect that they will come through relatively unscathed with the increase in benefits and pay that they've committed to so far. And it is clear that given the importance of these workers, they need to commit to more.
Well, it seems like the workers' safety concerns ought to really come ahead of talk about increases in pay. That should be a separate issue. How has Amazon responded to worker calls about the worker safety issue? I mean, how can workers feel comfortable going to work if because of their own risk factors or for other reasons? And shouldn't they be able to stay at home if they feel unsafe?
I think that's absolutely the case. What we're hearing is workers are saying over and over again that they don't feel safe, that while the workplace has improved a little bit for them, there is not enough safety protections put in place for themselves and their coworkers and their customers to keep everyone, to kind of adhere to the social distancing guidelines that all of us are supposed to be adhering to this, during this time. And it's absolutely the case that Amazon as a company should be sure that they too are adhering to those guidelines for the sake of their workers and for the sake of their customers.
Instacart is an online grocery delivery service. The company said it would make hand sanitizer available to its workers upon request and outlined changes to its tip system. Is there anything else that Instacart could do?
Yes. Foremost, I mean, one thing that all of these workers really need is they need to have paid sick leave even when they don't have an official diagnosis for the coronavirus. Because what we've seen happening, we all know that there's been a severe lack of testing for this virus. It's an ongoing widespread issue. So that so many people are presumed to have it without having an official diagnosis. And even those people who have been tested, the results are taking weeks to come back. So that means that you have these workers in limbo. They're sick. They shouldn't go to work. Perhaps their doctor has officially told them to stay home, but because they don't have an official diagnosis, they do not qualify for paid sick leave. And so what are they to do? They're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Either they lose their jobs, lose their incomes, or go to sick and risk exposing their coworkers and their customers.
Now, the guy who led the Amazon strike in New York said he was fired for his actions. New York's attorney general called the firing immoral and inhumane. Amazon said he violated safety regulations, including failing to abide by a required quarantine after being exposed to a coworker with COVID-19. What are your thoughts on this guy's dismissal?
Right. Well, certainly the timing is suspicious. I obviously was not there, and, you know, it will require an NLRB investigation to see what happened. But because firing workers for union activities or collective action activities is illegal, but it happens quite a bit, what usually happens is that employers have a different story about why that worker was fired. And then there's an investigation to resolve the issue to determine whether the firing was illegal. I will say certainly, given that he led a strike yesterday and was fired yesterday, the timing is remarkably suspicious, but I will leave it to the NLRB to investigate and find out what really happened.
And, of course, when that is eventually resolved, and the story about the investigation will probably be on page 17. Aaron Hatton is an associate professor in the Department of Sociology at the University at Buffalo. We're talking about labor relations, Amazon, Whole Foods, Instacart, a lot of safety concerns here. As you mentioned, Aaron, the delivery industry has surged during the coronavirus outbreak. The companies like Amazon and Instacart are trying to hire hundreds of thousands of new workers. Do you see them having trouble hiring that many people, given the concerns, the safety concerns we've been talking about so far?
Well, unfortunately, perhaps not. And that's because so many people have lost their jobs. And they're really struggling. And even if they have a fever, like I said, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need to feed their families. They're in an incredibly vulnerable position. And the, you know, very kind of weak social safety net, the small checks that we're sending out for most of these families, it just will not be enough. They need income to survive. And so I can certainly imagine plenty of workers looking to, say, Instacart or Amazon or Whole Foods to get work during this really difficult time.
Well, what about government regulators? Don't we still have OSHA? Shouldn't they be looking into safety concerns at places like Amazon and others?
Yes, absolutely. Government regulators in all forms, in terms of the obvious option would be OSHA in terms of workplace protection and safety. OSHA, however, has been notoriously underfunded for a long time now, so that there are very few inspectors going into workplaces. And certainly in this moment of crisis, it the turnaround just hasn't been there. So there's very little monitoring of, and because this crisis is quite frankly unprecedented, at least in recent history, there's been a little awareness of what to do, how to react, and monitoring of workplaces and enforcement of standards for workplaces to adhere to basic social distancing guidelines.
Are these strikes having any impact on company operations?
Well, that's a good question. As of right now, the companies say no. They say business as usual, everything is fine. But, you know, I think the real story may come out later. And I do think that these workers are both at this kind of moment of increased vulnerability, but also increased power, because really they are laboring on the front lines of our service economy at this moment. They're keeping that economy going, but they can leverage that power to demand the basic workplace safety protections that they need.
What are you going to be watching for next when it comes to Amazon, Instacart, and Whole Foods and their workers?
Well, I'll be looking for more of these labor actions. These types of workers don't have a very strong history of such collective action. It's quite hard. There's a lot of turnover. There's a lot of these workers are often dispersed across many different workplaces. They're relatively low paid. It's difficult to organize and act. But like I said, because they have this kind of moment of power and this moment of recognition that they are really important workers, in fact, that I'll be looking for more collective action around these issues from workers.
Okay. Erin, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Erin Hatton is an associate professor in the Department of Sociology at the University at Buffalo. We talked with her about worker strikes at Whole Foods, Amazon, and Instacart. Employees want greater protections.